Welcome to the Nourish Restaurant Open Mic. Thanks for coming out on this rainy evening. You got some wonderful music and spoken word tonight. And so stick around if you can. I'm Ellen Schmidt, your host. And thank you. And we have Ira Grauman on the board. He's handling sound and recording. And Dan Tappan, who is assisting him. And great featured act tonight at 8 o'clock, Steve Sadler and Jamie Walker. They will blow you away, even if you've heard them many times before. It's just always a great experience. And we have Stephen Moore doing the mini set, who's a fine performer and songwriter, and he'll be doing a three-song set at 7:30. We have a bunch of open micers signed up, and we'll probably get some more. It's possible that some open micers will get a second song later in the evening. We'll see how it goes. But right now, I'd like to introduce Dan Tappan, who's going to do a few tunes for us. He's going to be featuring over at the Emerson Umbrella Open Mic on Sunday. That's the other open mic we run in Concord. And he does lovely instrumental work. He's a student of Raymond Gonzalez. And he's also been writing some great songs. So please give a big welcome to Dan Tappan.
Thank you, Alan. Yes, Sunday I'll probably do some Irish tunes because it's St. Patrick's Day, and I'll do some of my own stuff. This one isn't mine. This last week was Townes Van Zandt's birthday. That reminded me of this song. Living on the road, my friend, was gonna make you free and clean. Now you wear your skin like iron, your breath's as hard as kerosene. You weren't your mama's only boy, but her favorite one, it seems. You made her cry when you said goodbye, and she sank into your dream. Well, Poncho was a bandit, boys. Horses fast as polished steel. He wore his gun outside his pants for all the honest world to feel. Poncho met his match, you know, on the desert down in Mexico. Nobody heard his dying words, but that's the way it goes. And all those federalists say they could have had him any day. They only let him hang out of kindness, I suppose. Yeah, Lefty, he don't sing the blues all night long like he used to. The dust Poncho bit down south, it ended up in Lefty's mouth. The day they laid poor Poncho low, Lefty split for Ohio. But where he got the bread to go, well, there ain't nobody knows. And all those federalists say they could have had him any day. They only let him slip away out of kindness, I suppose. Poets tell how Poncho fell, but Lefty's living a cheap hotel, the desert's quiet, Cleveland's cold, and so our story ends, we're told. Poncho needs your prayers, it's true, but save a few for Lefty too. He only did what he had to do, and now he's growing old. And all those federales say they could have had him any day. They only let him go so long out of kindness, I suppose. A few gray federales say they could have had him any day. They only let him go so long out of kindness, I suppose. A capo here somewhere. This is an old song, 150-year-old song. In the 1840s. Sir John Franklin was given command of an expedition to find the route through the Northwest Passage, the route between the Atlantic and Pacific Ocean, across the top of Canada. And the only problem was that it didn't exist at the time. The past few years, it's actually been open, month of September and so. But at the time, he got frozen in the ice for about 3 years, and nobody survived. So this song was written about 1850 by people where they were still looking for him. Well, sailing home one night on the deep, lying in my hammock, I fell asleep. I dreamed a dream that I thought was true, concerning Franklin and his gallant crew. With 100 seamen he sailed away to the frozen ocean in the month of May, to seek a passage around the pole, where we brave sailors sometimes go. Through cruel hardship his men they strove, his ship on mountains of ice was drove, where the Eskimo in his skin canoe is the only one who ever comes through. Baffin's Bay, where the whalefish blows, the fate of Franklin no man can know. The fate of Franklin no tongue can tell, where Lord Franklin and his brave men dwell. Now my story, it gives me pain to find Lord Franklin. I would cross the main 10,000 pounds would I freely give to know Lord Franklin and his brave men live. Thank you. Should I do it more, Ellen? Do another one later? Okay.
Please give Dan Tappan a big hand.